So, how does physiotherapy work? The role of the physiotherapist is to assess and treat mobility, respiratory function and risk of aspiration, determine the level of falls risk, and to set goals with the team. The TACS patient will undergo assessment initially by the medical team to reverse the damage. Nursing staff will monitor and position the patient. Points to consider. This patient may have a decreased conscious state, and the physiotherapist, nursing staff, and speech pathologist will all liaise to establish the risk of aspiration. Chest physio will commence immediately a problem is identified, should the patient be unable to clear their own secretions or have focal signs of infection. The deficits that go with this type of stroke syndrome may require education just to roll in bed. Therefore, the physiotherapist will assess bed mobility and determine safe management of transfers. Visual and perceptual deficits can impact on this patient's safety and therefore may be unsafe to mobilise without full assistance. They may be unable to sit without support and they may be unable to balance to stand. Positioning and seating requirements require liaison with the occupational therapy department. The physiotherapist will use early mobilisation to promote normal movement and function in all these activities. The physiotherapist facilitates limb and trunk movement to enable independence in self-care activities, for example, arm recovery in dressing. Walking may be with or without facilitation and with or without aids. Usually a lesion of this size, the rehabilitation process may take as long as 3 months and will require regular team meetings and goal setting with constant communication between all disciplines and the family.